My guest today, the Money Farm owner, Allison Thompson.
Let's start with the grains here. Looks like not much. Well, like you said, not much to talk about there. Soybeans leading the way lower with 9 cents down on each of those contracts. What had the grains trading lower today?
Well, to be honest with you, we came up against some resistance at the end of last week, and the market just didn't have enough follow-through to begin another shortened trading week this week. We didn't get any real fresh headlines directly tied to grains over the weekend, and so the path of least resistance without anything to further push the market above those resistance levels, we just gave way to some lower pricing today. Profit-taking also probably a big part of it here, and also year-end positioning. We only have a couple days left here of 2025. Hard to believe, but we're also seeing some of that positioning, especially on the light volume. So it does create some exaggerated moves one way or the other. Today it was the downside. We'll see what tomorrow brings. I guess we're really kind of watching technicals at this point here to start the week. If we get some more follow through to the downside, it does make us question how we're going to be entering January of 2026. But if we can see how the market responds here at some of these key support levels, you know, maybe we will get some buyers that'll enter into the trade here going into the rest of year end. So we're kind of at a standstill after today's trade, but hopefully we'll get some more answers from a technical perspective here over the next couple of days.
Okay, great. A little bit more positivity there on the cattle side, though. More green numbers there, but trading mixed and closing mixed here to start out the week. What'd you see with cattle markets today?
Yeah, honestly, it seems like if grains are going to suffer, cattle's the one that seems to benefit. So we had a down day today. They were a little bit in the green. Not too much has changed there either. Not a whole lot of headlines. So that kind of leads us to outside markets on what's kind of moving us today. We did get quite a big pullback on stock markets today, but I think the biggest mover was honestly silver and gold. We did see them trade higher initially, but actually printing big daily reversals down in both silver and gold. So no one headline necessarily behind it, but again, that market has been out of control on both gold and silver. We've been talking about it for so long. So it was time for it to get a meaningful correction. And again, I just think it goes back into some year-end positioning, probably banking some profits here before the end of the year.
Awesome. All right. Appreciate the info, Allison. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Tyler.
Yep. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. That was the Money Farm owner, Allison Thompson.